This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. If you take to the trails at Michigan State Parks to get some air and a little touch of nature in these unprecedented times, there's a woman you need to thank. Without her, Michigan State Parks might have evolved very differently. Joining us now to explain is the Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. Rachel, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
So who is this person who's been called the First Lady of Michigan State Parks?
Her name is Emma Genevieve Gillette, but throughout most of her life, she was known as Genevieve Gillette.
Where was she from? What time period was she living?
She grew up in a farm just outside of Lansing. She was born in 1898. So she came up in Ingham County in the early 20th century.
How did she get involved in state parks? I mean, at that period of time, weren't state parks a brand new concept to Americans?
They were. The state park system, the State Park Commission was founded in 1919. So we just had our centennial. And she ended up going to Michigan Agricultural College after high school. So she enrolled in 1916, and she grew up. Her dad was very much into nature, and they always were outside. So she really wanted to study agriculture, which was very unusual for women back then. Most women went into home economics or education. So she had some professors that really sort of helped her along and encouraged her. So she graduated in 1920 as the first female landscape architect in Michigan.
Wow.
So that was her early education career. Yeah, it was pretty impressive. For 2 years, she worked in a firm in Chicago. And at that time, she met P.J. Hoffmaster. He was the first state park superintendent.
What an amazing time to be working as an architect in Chicago.
Yes. If you look at her resume, she had a lot of pretty impressive parks, especially. So she met P.J. Hoffmaster, and they became friends, and he actually got her to help sort of establish some of the early parks and design some of them. She scouted out locations throughout the state that she felt would make really great additions to this growing state park system. And one of the first ones that she worked on was Hartwick Pines, which is actually part of the Michigan History Center Museum system. So we are very closely associated with Hartwick Pines. So that's how she sort of got started within the park system in Michigan.
When was the period when she really put her stamp on the state parks?
You really start to see her work in the 50s. P.J. Hoffmaster died, I think, somewhat unexpectedly in 1951. And she sort of carried the torch after that, became a real champion for the state park system. She worked with citizen groups and conservation groups to not only maintain the park system, the ones that existed, but also to add to that park system. If you think about America and post-World War II, you get a lot of people who have vacation time and the ability to travel. You get the Mackinac Bridge is built in 57. So you have this ability of people to travel and go out into the state parks. And so she really started making her mark after P.J. Hoffmaster died in the 1950s, and then throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You know, this feels after the first wave of creations and commissionings of the national parks. Mm-hmm. And we know a little bit about that, but what were some of the big issues for Michigan's state parks once they were defined and named as such?
You got a few things that are going on. In the 1950s, the Michigan Parks Association is established. And that is, again, to sort of help with this organization of the park system. But by the 1960s, some of the parks are starting to show wear and tear. Parks in this state, for good or ill, sort of wane and succeed based on the economy. If there's money to maintain them and if there are people to visit them, they do very well. So in the 60s, you start to see some wear and tear on the parks. And so Gillette actually worked with the legislature to get a $100 million bond to rebuild and fix up some of the parks. She also developed a system which we now know as the Recreation Passport System. And basically, this was a vehicle permit that people would pay for so they could go into the parks. And we use that today. So those are some of the things that she came up with to sort of help maintain funds for this park system.
Did Genevieve ever end up going national with her skill set?
She did. In 1966, President Johnson appointed her as part of the Citizen Advisory Committee on Recreation and Natural Beauty. So like many federal appointments, it has a very long, it's a really long title. So she's part of that group. And it's, again, it's this system that's put into place in the 60s to help sort of revitalize this idea of visiting national and state parks. So she actually works on that commission for quite some time. And then she also stays very local. She's appointed to a commission by Governor Milliken, and she continues with that.
I mean, Rachel, when you look around at what we have of the state park system now, are there any things that you've ever noticed that, you know, really speak to you of what she was able to do or her commitment? I mean, the fact that they are here is something we can credit her for, but what do you think are the physical manifestations of the work that she did here?
Oh, there's so many. I've been to a lot of the state parks. I'm a DNR employee, so I don't mean to give a shout out to my own department, but the parks crew, they do an amazing job. And I think one of the biggest contributions she made and part of her legacy is just the love and appreciation for those parks and the thinking that we need to maintain them. They are important. You know, today people are using state parks more and more just to kind of get out. And I don't know what the statistic is, but there's something about you are X number of miles from a state park at any given point. There are a lot of them. And I think her legacy is just the fact that they are here, but they're maintained so beautifully and they offer so many different experiences. No matter what you're looking for, you can find it in the state park.
Rachel Clark is with the Michigan History Center. Rachel, thank you so much for shining a light on the accomplishments of Genevieve Gillette. Now we know there was indeed a First Lady of Michigan State Parks.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.